Joining me on Our Town today is an author of a new book called 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die, Julie First Henning. Now, you might wonder why I'm interviewing someone, well, from Eugene. Well, it's okay because, you know, we love each other. Eugene and Florence get along pretty well. Julie, how are you doing?
Fine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, the one thing I wanted to do with this is because, you know, a lot of people in Florence, you know, they look for something to do when it's cloudy out. And usually once we get through the tunnel on 126, the sun comes out when it's cloudy here. So let's talk about this book here. What was the impetus for it? Just travel?
Travel. I moved here in 2015 and I systematically started looking for things to do. And I came to the conclusion that there wasn't a lot of information or resources in a travel book or a blog. So I started compiling a list and I decided to first publish a blog post. I do a family travel blog and that the traffic on that story did really well. And I just kept researching and compiling and taking photos. And I eventually had enough content for a book.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that a lot of people, when they first move to a community, they don't know everything that goes on. And sometimes it takes years. And I lived in a place for a decade and was still finding stuff out. So this is a good resource to have. Now, I imagine this is a lot of family-friendly things, correct?
It is family, but it's broken into different topics. And so I have options for going out to eat, entertainment, music, sports and rec, and then culture and history. And then woven in each of those categories is options for families or not families, for people who have done a lot of stuff in Eugene and maybe just didn't know a few things that were in their community that they, that have come up since they last checked. So I had a lot of fun researching and consulting people and working with the tourism department on assembling the content for this book.
Well, a friend of mine and I were talking the other day and we were like, "Yeah, we'd like to go to Eugene. I wonder if there's a place to go and dance. Is that something you cover? Tell me some of the places." And now I'm older. I'm in my 50s, but I enjoy the younger music. So I want to be in a crowd that's sort of, you know, maybe mid-30s around there.
All right. Well, Blair Alley is usually a good one. There's 80s Night and now 90s Night's coming up on April 14th. So that's a new thing since I published.
I got to write that down. April 14th, 90s Night.
April 14th, 90s Night. Yes. Yeah, it's funny how 90s is sort of vintage now, but it's we're getting older. And you just missed the mega dance party that's at the Vets Hall. And that's just 6 straight hours of dancing with no talking, no interruption. And that will be March 19 next year.
Oh, so they only do that once a year.
Yes, that's a really fun one, though.
I got to make sure I get my calendar ready for that one there.
Yeah. So the Blair Alley, you know, the vintage arcade converts into a dance club. And then also the Davis on Broadway is another fun place to dance.
Actually, I've been to the arcade. I remember going there when my son was at U of O. He took us there. I remember that because there's a bunch of arcade games you can play. And then a dance
club. Yeah, Friday is free Friday until, I think, check first, but I think until 9 p.m. you can play arcade games on a Friday night for no cost. Yeah.
Right. So what about outdoor activities and things like that?
Have you ever been canoeing at the Alton Baker Channel?
I have not.
In Alton Baker Park. It's amazing. You can rent canoes and paddle all the way to I-5. That's where it ends. So you have to portage a few times, but that's kind of a fun thing to do right in the city. You know, and we have the Ridgeline Trail system, which is 12 miles of open space hiking. And of course, Spencer Butte is the highest point in town and you can climb, you know, I don't know, park at different places depending on how much you want to hike.
So do you have a favorite activity that you like to do?
I like the canoeing and I also like the Cascade Raptor Center. Have you been there?
I have not. See,
yes, rehabilitation center for birds of prey and other other natural habitats for the birds. You know, some are permanent residents, some are just recovering. It's very close to some vineyards too, if you want to tag team an activity.
So how about your favorite vineyard? Or are you allowed to say? Are you allowed to say what that is?
I like Sweet Cheeks because you can, there's usually music and you can sit on the stone patio and I bring paint and canvas for my kids. And so they paint while I drink wine and everyone's sort of happy. And it's a nice Sunday afternoon.
How about that? So do you see this book getting bigger in the years to come? Because obviously 3 years, you still got more time to compile more stuff.
Yes, I'm already working on a second edition because we've had a couple more businesses pop up since I've written it. Do you know the escape room?
Yeah.
Done an escape room? Yeah. So we have two more that aren't published here in this book that came into business while I was writing. And we have a new children's museum, the Science Factory changed names. It's rebranded, but it's still, you know, it's still in the same location. So, you know, things are evolving, but this would give you a good solid foundation for planning a couple just really fun afternoons on a, I guess you could come spend a night and just find plenty of stuff to do on a weekend if you needed to get out of town.
I like the indoor gymnasium trampoline park. That I remember seeing that the other day when I was there. I said, I'm going to go in there and check that out. But of course, you know,
there's a couple of different places. Now we have a new bouldering gym too, across from Crux Rock Climbing. So that's fun if you ever want to, you know, practice bouldering or belaying. And then just right across the street is the Rock Columns. It's Skinner Butte Park, so you can transition indoor to outdoor if you want.
Cool.
Plenty of stuff to do.
And food too, as you mentioned, you have a food section in here as well. Great pizza, I'm sure. And Eugene, you can find that there somewhere.
Yes, in a college town, you have to have good pizza. So I've
otherwise
listed several different choices.
All right. Well, that sounds like a cool book, and I've been looking at it here, and I think it's really neat to give somebody an opportunity to, you know, sort of review where they want to go without having to drive all around town to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly there are more things to do than I publish, but I think it's a good starting point, a good tool for planning a trip here. And I'm partnering with
Lane County?
Traveling County, Eugene, Cascades and Coast, which also covers Florence. And so you could pick up a copy at either of the locations. Springfield or Eugene would have the book. Barnes & Noble, J. Michael's Booksellers, Amazon.com, you know, anywhere.
Anywhere you can
BarnesandNoble.com. Yeah, just search the internet for it and you'll be able to find the link.
All right. Well, thank you, Julie First Henning, for joining me today. And this is a great opportunity, like I said, for folks to find out what they want to do when it's raining here in Florence and it's sunny in Eugene. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Julie First Henning and 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die. Coming up next, we'll talk to Norma Wood about the Advanced Care Directive in Oregon on Our Town.